Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Benton Central High School, Benton Central, home of the Benton Central Bison. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Hi, this is Central Catholic Knights and the Benton Central Bison. Conference game, West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O, Robbie Kendall, fighting internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention both teams getting ready to finish up the infield practice. Central has already taken theirs. They're the home team. They're in the third base dugout, where the green jerseys and the white pants. Central Catholic, the visiting team on the scoreboard, they're in the base dugout wearing the gray uniforms. They're actually on the blue jerseys and in gray pants. So looking for a good ball game today, West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. School was founded in 1956. School enrollment at Central Catholic is 296. They're in Class 1A, Sectional 54. Sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic. There are six teams in their sectional. They are Attica, Covington, Central, Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. Principal at Central Catholic High School is Daryl Beck. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They form in the Hoosier Conference. There are nine teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East, alphabetically, it's Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Gibson, Western. The West Division, alphabetically, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights are currently 4 wins, 1 loss on the season. They're 1 win, 0 losses in the West Division. That was Twin Lakes. They had a makeup game. They've got another one scheduled with Twin Lakes on May the 7th. Head coach of Central Catholic Knights is Mr. Tim Bourdonnais, 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. Next game on the agenda is going to be tomorrow, provided the weather cooperates. We'll see what happens tomorrow here on the 10th. 6 o'clock start at Central Catholic, Benton Central, Central Catholic. Tomorrow, weather permitting. Talk about the Benton Central Bison. The Central Bison, their school was founded in 1968. We have a school enrollment of 508. They're in sectional 35 out of class 2A, are 6 in their sectional. In their sectional is Benton Central, Carroll, Benton Prairie, Delphi, Lewis S., and Seeger. The principal at Central, at Benton Central is Corey Robb. The athletic director is Mr. Jared Hall. He's right to my left here. What a quality gentleman. When I emailed him this morning, he got right back with me. I appreciate him. And we'll also mention the athletic secretary at Benton Central is Carrie Smith. Benton Central High School is located at 4241 East, 300 South, Indiana. It's pretty close to Fowler, Oxford, Indiana, 47971. Dial them up by telephone at 765-884-1600. On the web, it's benton.k12.in.us. The colors, forest green and yellow, they do perform in the Hoosier Conference in the West Division. Benton Central Bison are currently 2 wins, 0 losses. 2-0 in the West Division. They defeated Rensselaer Central in 2 ball games. They were quick ball games. They were 4.5 and 5 innings. Bison and got the win 13-0 and 10-0. And that was home and away with Rensselaer Central. Coach for the Benton Central Bison is Mr. Jarrett Hamill. Jarrett Hamill, a quality guy, and I enjoy him. He's very kind to put me in sports.com. We are thankful. Next thing on the agenda, as you know, weather permitting, tomorrow night it'll be at Central Catholic, Benton Central and Central Catholic. And then Friday, Benton Central Bison will be home with Rossville. That'll be a 5 o'clock start Friday, this Friday, the 12th of April. So they're getting ready to have a plate meeting here momentarily. We'll go ahead and go through the lineups. We'll mention Benton Central Bison defensively. Defending today is Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres wears number 7. It's 5 innings against Rensselaer Central. We'll mention Adrian Torres, 1-0 on the season. He's a senior. He has 1 appearance. He's walked 3 batters. He has struck out 13. That's in 5 innings. And he's allowed 1 hit. He has faced 17 batters. He's allowed 14 at-bats, official at-bats. They're getting ready to take the infield. Well, mention, so the catcher for Adrian Torres is going to be Brylan Hedden. Brylan Hedden going to wear number 13. At first base, number 18, Baylen Holmes. At second base, Dylan Ford, number 10. At shortstop, Corbin Cooley, wear number 3. Third base, Tyler Clemmy. Tyler Clemmy wears number 4. In left field, it'll be the defensive player. He will give way to designated hitter Grant Weiss. In left field, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Center field, number 15, Dylan Musser. In right field for Benton Central, number 2, Ryan Foster. Have our national anthem. We'll set this down. National anthem never sounded better. Memorex or live, it's still the same. We'll mention a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, their batting order. Bat like this, wearing number 9, first batter. He'll be the leadoff batter in today's ball game. He'll play second base, Hudson Gutwein. Being second, wearing number 11, he'll play shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. Batting third, wearing number 20, right fielder, Caden Minnick. Batting fourth, wearing number 3, he'll do the catching, Jackson Kane. Batting fifth, he'll wear number 10, first baseman, Lucas Gerke. Batting sixth, number 33, he'll do the pitching, that's Bryn Robbins. Batting seventh, number 34, he'll play left field, Keaton Brooks. Batting eighth, number 41, he'll play center field, Isaac Suffinger. Batting ninth, number 17, he'll play third base, Evan Boutel. Get some warm-up tosses on the field right now. Adrian Torres, as mentioned, 1 win, no losses on the season. Warmed up right there by Brylan Hedden. The wind's kind of blowing out to right field. lot of quality field. If it is natural grass, the infield dirt is tremendous. They don't go with baselines from home to first. From home to third and home to first. A lot of places did that. A lot of places went ahead and planted grass in their dirt baselines because they thought it was needed. So it works pretty good, and it helps with the bunt down the lines. So get ready to play baseball here on a Tuesday evening. 2 o'clock start time. Have the coaches meeting. Garrett Hamill, Tim Bordenegg going to shake hands. Umpires shaking hands. A lot of disappointment last night. Wanted to see Purdue win the ball game 75-60. But what a team they've got this year, and what a team they've had all year. But just 5 losses on the season. Purdue. Going to throw one down second base. Frozen rope from the hand of Brylan Heddon. The umpires are going to take their respective positions. They've got 2. And that first batter getting ready to step in. Looking for the home plate umpire right there. And we have baseball. So first batter in the lineup, leadoff batter in this ballgame, going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein, member of the senior class. Take that back. Hudson Gutwein is a junior class member. He'll step in, bat right-handed. Work for the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. They're actually going to go from the stretch. Adrian Torres, first pitch, 6-0-2. Foul back, right side, out of play. Hudson Gutwein stepping in. Bats first. Coach Bordenegg wants him to get the most at-bats. And from the stretch, Adrian Torres. Here comes the pitch, the 0-1. Just outside, ball 1. Count goes 1-1. A lot of turbines over here. They're waving. Look like a bunch of Mercedes-Benz. 1-1. Comes the pitch from Torres to Hudson Gutwein. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Well placed. Mickey Torres. It's up in the count. 1-2. And now the stretch. Torres, where's number 7? Comes a 1-2 pitch. Hung on to take a drive to right field. Going to back him up a little bit in right field. Ryan Foster. It's the catch. There's 1 out here in the top of the first. Next batter going to step in for the night is going to be number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton will play shortstop in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter. Mikey Stapleton, the only player for the Knights with a home run thus far. It's 293 at Riverton Park down the right field line. First pitch from Torres. High for ball 1. Torres with some velocity. Up in the glove, Brylan Heddon. Looking from the system right there, looking at the wristband. Torres called the play, called the shot. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Low for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Early going. Top of the first inning. Benton Central High School. Peering in, looking at signals. Going to look at the wristband. And now stretch, now the set. Comes the 2-0 pitch to Stapleton. To take a drive to right field. Ryan Foster going to come in, going to let it bounce once. Going to be a base hit. Ryan Foster getting a good beat off the bat right there. Mikey Stapleton gets himself aboard. Base hit single. So 1 aboard for the Knights, 1 out. Next batter going to step in for the Knights going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Minnick, left-handed batter. Signals given. Coach Bordenegg, he'll step in. Working from the stretch. Looks at first base. Now the set position for Torres. Pickoff move. Back safely. Stapleton. The third batter in the lineup is 1 out, top of the first inning. Infield playing pretty straight away. Shortstop playing Caden Minnick to pull the baseball. Buff move back safely. So Caden Minnick looking for that first pitch. Caden Minnick, a senior athlete. Knights. in looking at signals. Now out of set, Julian Torres pitched no pickoff move once again. Nearly got him. Pretty good throw right there. Pretty good pickoff move from Torres. Safely, just barely, is Stapleton. Working from the stretch. Now the set position for Torres. And first pitch to Minnick. Breaking pitch, back door, in there for a strike. Torres gets ahead in the count, 1-0. Signals given by Coach Bourdonnais. Keith Stapleton has some wheels. Now the set comes, no pickoff move, trying to keep Stapleton close. To keep him close at first base, trying to give his catcher, Brylan Hedden, opportunity to throw him out. So Cade Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Perez in the set position. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball, count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the first inning. For fielder Dylan Messer. And Minnick to pull the baseball. Now the set. Torres. Soft move once again. No tag applied. Slide once again for Ike Stapleton. Now the set position. Torres comes a 1-1 pitch. High and outside. Going to get by the glove. Heading. Mikey Stapleton to jog in to second base. Two balls, one strike. Mikey Stapleton now at second base. Signals given. Coach Bourdonnais, quite a few. One count. Cade Minnick, the son of Kit. Kit does all this stuff. He does a lot of effort for the Knights. He's a good man to have. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Top of the first inning, one out. 3-1 count for Minnick. He's going to be looking for a somewhat of a good pitch from Torres. Comes to 3-1. Outside ball four. Cade Minnick will jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a junior class member, going to be a timeout on the diamond. Brylan Hedden going to talk with his pitcher, Julian Torres. And they'll jump back behind the plate. Jackson Kane, four hitter for the Knights. A year ago, Jackson Kane, home run, left center field, right here at Benton Central. With the now stretch, now the set, Julian Torres. At second base, to Kane, low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Baseball season, getting started, getting acclimated. Weather is good today. I was set, Julian Torres, pickoff move, timing pattern. At safely, Mikey Stapleton. So, one ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane steps back in. Working out a stretch. Set wristband a couple of times. Now out of set. Torres checks second base. There's a 1-0 pitch. Side of ball. Goes 2-0. Jackson Kane checking signals. Hand clap signals. Coach Bourdonnais, runners at first and second. Minnick at first base. Keith Stapleton at second base. One out. 2-0 count to Jackson Kane. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. He goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Step back in. And you sign out the box, Jackson Kane, step back out and step back in. Looking from the stretch, now the set, Adrian Torres, check second base. Here's the 2-1 pitch. We're going to miss. 2-2 count. Kane, Two aboard for the Knights, one out. Runners at first and second base. Checking the wristband, now out of set position. Torres checks second base. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Side and tight. All three. Count goes full. Jackson Kane. 3-2 count. Step back in. He's about a half an inch off the knob. Right there, a step back in. 3-2 count. Torres going to peer in. And from the set, check second base. Here's the 3-2 pitch. The foul one, right side, out of play. 3-2 count once again. Jackson Kane, Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres, where's number 7? He's a senior class member. We'll mention the Bison have 12 seniors. Your squad is a 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Jackson Kane going to put the base on balls. And Mikey Stapleton moves to third base. Caden Minnick to second base. Next batter going to step in. The 5-hitter, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke plays first base for the Knights. Timeout on the diamond. Walk out. Coach Jarrett Hamill. Talk with his infield. And we'll mention today's ball game is being brought to you by Fritz and Fisher's Seals. Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955. Home Away From Home. AGM Auto, Arcadia. Thomas Docks. Cicero Century 21, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Acadia Industrial Park and Storage. EanSports.com, Camino and Company. Camino and Company, a mobile flower shop. And Sign Production. For the support in this game to you. I donate my time, but everything's not free. You have to, the bills, but stepping back in is Gerke, working out a set. Not live yet. Adrian Torres is going to work from the set. They're going to allow him to continue. First pitch to Gerke. Side half, strike called. No balls, one strike. Key batting. All bases are occupied. There's one out. Top of the first. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Lucas Gerke. Trying to check his swing. I'm going to say he checked it. Let's see if they ask. They're not going to ask to see if he checked. So, one ball, one strike. Good work from the stretch. Now the set. Adrian Torres. Here's the pitch. Key pitch. A curveball. Are you there for a strike? Called strike. Count goes 1-2. Ball, 2 strikes. Adrian Torres trying to get out of this first inning. Working from the set. Comes the pitch. Door curveball misses high. Ball 2. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Torres trying to get this batter. This Gerke, a left-handed batter for the Knights. 2-2 count out of the set. Comes a 2-2 pitch. Going to take one the other way, out of play. Left field, left foul fence. Stay in the box with that 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Going to look for signals. Chibordinay, just a couple given. Nice batting, top of the first inning. There's one out. 2-2 count. Gerke, bases are loaded. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Good block there by catcher Brylan Hedden. Ball in front of him. 3-2 count. Lucas Gerke going to step back in. Left-handed batter's box. And then looking at signal, now out of the set. There comes a 3-2 pitch to Gerke. Outside, ball 4. Mikey Stapleton going to jog in from third base. First round on the board for the Knights. Lucas Gerke moves to first base. Jackson Kane is at second base. Cade Minnick is at third base. Stepping into bat for the ninth, number 33. He'll do the pitching in today's ball game. That's Bren Robbins. Right here's the batter's box. Another senior class member. Pitch, ground ball, second base. 4-6-3. Safe at first. Going to be an RBI for Bren Robbins. He beat that one out. Second out in the inning. Minnick going to score the second run. So Bren Robbins is at first base. Fielder's choice, RBI. Jackson Kane is at third base. Stepping into bat for the night, seven hitter, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks played left field in today's ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Perez, here's the pitch. Fastball just outside, ball one. One ball, no strike, signals given by Coach Bordenay. And from the stretch, checks first base. Adrian Torres, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. High and outside, ball two. Balls, no strikes. Keaton Brooks batting. Top of the first inning. And from the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch from Torres. Swing and a miss. Keaton Brooks. Count goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. Runners on the corners for the night with two out. Comes the 2-1 pitch. Ball low. Count goes 3-1 to Brooks. Signals given. Not many. Base coach, Keaton Brooks, going to step back in. Left-handed batter's box. Keaton Brooks, true left-handed player. Here's the pitch. Strike called. And Robbins going to take second base. Count goes full. 3-2. Keaton Brooks. M looking to signal to check the wristband. The set, now set position. Adrian Torres, here comes the 3-2 pitch. Side of ball. Brooks can jog down to first base. Runners on the corner, should take that back. Runners occupying each base. Stepping in the bat, center fielder, number 31, Isaac Steppinger. Left-handed batter's box, here first pitch to Steppinger. Outside half, right ball. No ball, one strike, a step back in. Isaac Steppinger, pretty good-sized young man. 6'3", 200 pounds. Take a full swing. First baseline, good play there by first baseman. Baylen Holmes makes the play unassisted. Isaac Steppinger dives in. To base, trying to get safe. And the Knights are out of the inning. He's come up with two runs here in the top of the first. Getting ready to bat, Benton Central Bison. They'll send to the plate Dylan Musser, Ian Foster, and Tyler Clemmy. Remind you that this game is in part being brought to you by FritzMFishers.com. Buy, sell, trade, and finance. Quality cars, trucks, SUVs. Preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County locations. One is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. That's 217-842-228. We have a second location. That's Noblesville along State Road 32. Between Noblesville and Estill, their number there is 317-773-2232. You can visit them online, or you can stop by FritzAndFishers.com. R-I-D-Z. So getting some warm-up tosses. The pitcher's rubber is 33, Bren Robbins. Robbins, a right-handed pitcher, a member of the senior class. At two appearances this season, they were both starts. Two starts, 5'10", 195, pitcher and an outfielder. He's got five innings. His belt so far this season, 24 batters faced 87 pitches, allowed 6 hits, allowed 3 runs. 3 of those runs, all 3 of them were earned. He's walked 2, struck out 7. 2 of those strikeouts went down looking. And he's allowed 6 all the at-bats. He's 1-0. He's got an ERA of 4.200. He's on the pitcher's rubber right now around the diamond. The catcher is Jackson Kane, was number 3. First base, Lucas Gerke, number 10. Second base, Hudson Gutwein, number 9. And shortstop, Mikey Stapleton, number 11. At third base, Gavin Buttel, number 17. In left field, 34, that's Keaton Brooks. In center field, Isaac Suffinger wears number 41. In right field, number 20, Cade Minnick. So again, some final warm-up tosses right there. Jackson Kane, just for Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, as mentioned, a senior class member. The Knights have 6 seniors their ball team this season. So Bren Robbins going to tuck that shirt in and fluff it back out. Going to wear the blue sleeves outside the gray shirt. Stepping in the back for Benton Central. It's going to be number 15, Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser plays center field. That's lefty for Campbell. Peering in, looking at signals. Comes a pitch. Musser. They call it a strike, evidently inside edge. That was pretty tight. Well, strike count goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals. And Robbins, working out a windup. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, first base. Fielded by Gerke. Step on the bag. There's one out in the bottom of the first. Next batter for the Bison going to step in. The 2-hitter. Here's number 2, right fielder, Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster going to step in. Right-handed batter. That sliding mitt in that back left pocket. In. Straightaway stance. Brennan Robbins looking at signals. Working out a windup. Here comes the pitch. A down meridian strike call. About knee high. Goes 0-1. Ryan Foster playing a good right field. Been busy already in the first inning. Here comes the wind in the pitch. You call that a strike. It might have been above the zone. Ryan Foster, 0-2 count. Steps back in. Looking from the windup, Bren Robbins. Becomes the 0-2 pitch. A ball around home plate to get back to the screen. To stay in the box with that 0-2 count. Ryan Foster, right fielder. There's number 2. Member of the senior class. Peering in, looking at signals. Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And Foster, batter's fouling him off. Which has got to be a strike. Ball, 2 strikes, steps back in. Looking from the windup, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Over short, over the pitcher's rubber. Picked up there by shortstop. He Stapleton throws on, gets the put out with Lucas Gerke. 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Batter going to step in, Tyler Clemmy. Tyler Clemmy bats in the third spot. Here's number 4. He's playing third base. Today's ball game, he bats left. Tyler Clemmy got the other win versus Rensselaer Central. He struck out 14 in that ball game. Here comes the first pitch to Clemmy. Just above the zone, ball 1. Left-handed batter, Tyler Clemmy. Tyler Clemmy, also a senior class member. And then looking at signals, Bren Robbins. Here comes the 1 ball, no strike. A ball. Back to the screen. Pretty nice cut. fluent swing right there for Tyler Clemmie. I'll mention down the line here, it's 330. The alleys, 345, and down their center field, 350. They've got a green mesh fence right there behind the pitcher. It's a good focal point batter. Swing and a miss, breaking pitch from Robbins. He goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Calling for rain tomorrow. Got a perfect day to play today. Left-handed batter, Tyler Clemmie. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Good stroke. First baseline, base hit. To get near the corner. Going to be picked up by Cade Minnick. He'll throw it in to hit the cutoff. It's going to be a double. The bat is Tyler Clemmie. So Clemmie calls timeout. Going to take that elbow apparatus off. Going to hand that to Jarrett Hamill. So runner aboard, Tyler Clemmie. Base hit, the first baseline. They could be made by Gerke. Sharply hit ball from Clemmie. Batter's going to step in. He's a four hitter, Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres is going to try to help himself. Got a duck on the pond. He's a right-handed batter. Torres, a member of the senior class, is number 7. The pitching in today's ball game. First pitch. To go by, strike called, outside half. No balls, one strike. Adrian Torres. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Robbins. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. The check his swing, it's low for ball one. And they're not going to check with the field umpire. He's in C position. But we're going to step back in. Adrian Torres, one ball, one strike. Two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Clemmie, second base. Picking pitch finishes low. Count goes 2-1. Usually a pitcher has a pretty good eye for the strike zone. Adrian Torres appeals him that fact. Balls, one strike to Torres. Brent Robbins going to step back in the rubber, working from the stretch. Runner at second base, Tyler Clemmie, himself aboard with a double. Time out in the box, granted. Adrian Torres will step back in. Ball is in play, working from the stretch. Now the set comes a 2-1 pitch. There's going to be a pickoff move, no throw. After Wed, he's going to go counterclockwise, no throw to second base. Stepping back in, straightaway stance for Adrian Torres. Working out a stretch, now the set, comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, misses low. 3-1 count. Adrian Torres might see the best pitch this at bat right here. 3-1 count. Working out a stretch, now the set. Check second base, comes the pitch. Ball low, count walking, base on ball to Torres. So runners at first and second base to Bison. Torres at first, Clemmie at second. And they're going to go with the courtesy runner. Tim Torres back to the dugout, get his pitching mitt ready to go. And they're going to go with number 1, Liam Reed. Liam Reed is going to be the courtesy runner. He's also a senior. Stepping into bat. The 18, the 5 hitter, Baylen Holmes. He played first base in the game. Now stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. 5 hitter, Baylen Holmes. Playing first base for the Bison. It's already been busy. Assisted there in the first inning for the second out. Now a stretch, now the set. He'll step off the bat. Does Bryn Robbins. He put some saliva on that pitching hand, the fingers. Windy day. It's not too cold. It's a perfect day for baseball in Indiana. Outside of ball. Ball, one strike. Baylen Holmes.
Baylen Holmes, a member of the senior class. Then look at Segal. Now out of the set, Robbins shows the pitch. Breaking pitch, full swing, foul ball to the third base dugout. And two count. They'll retreat back to their respective bases. The courtesy running at first base is Liam Reed. He's running for Adrian Torres. At second base, Tyler Clemmie. And now the set comes a 1-2 pitch. He's going to get a base hit. It's going to be airborne. It's going to get enough air under it. It's going to be caught. The left field by Keaton Brooks. That's hit that right at him. Had a little bit of elevation on it, but a nice poke. It was going to drop in. It's Baylen Holmes. So after one complete 2-0 contest, and they leave two on base to the Bison, and the Knights are going to bat in the top of the first. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. It's 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. And right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. You can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment because inside is Titus Bakery and Deli. You can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. U.S. 31, northern Hamilton County. Stepping in the back of the Knights, nine hitter number 17, Gavin Boutel, at third base in today's ballgame. The stretch right there, Adrian Torres, first pitch. They call a strike inside edge. Balls, one strike. Adrian Torres, senior class member, wears number 7. Comes the pitch. Key pitch, foul ball, back to the screen. Gavin Boutel goes down the count. 2. No balls, 3 strikes. Looking out of stretch, now the set. Torres to Boutel. Oh, for a ball, goes 1-2. 1-2, right-handed batting, Gavin Boutel, batting in the 9th spot for the Knights. Comes a 1-2 pitch from Torres. Breaking pitch finished outside, 2. 2-0. Step back in, Gavin Boutel, working from the stretch. Now the set, here comes the 2-2 pitch. Wait a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. He's going to send back to the plate. One hitter, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. At 5 games under his belt. He's 5'11", 175. Pitcher and an infielder. He's appearances 21, official at bat 17. Batting 294, a 381 on base percentage. First pitch, Gutwein. Ground ball, second base. Dylan Ford fields it. Throw over to first base. He'll get the put out with Baylen Holmes. So two out here in the top of the second inning. Batter going to step in. Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, number 11. He's a sophomore. He's played in all 5 games, 5'11", 165. Step in. He's played appearances 20, 14 at bats, batting 286 in that right-handed batter's box on base percentage, 474. So out of a set position, Adrian Torres first pitch to Stapleton. To take a stroke, he'd go to left field. Going to go right at the left fielder, making the catch is Caleb Kavalowski. Kavalowski tipped fly ball well, and there are three outs. Three up, three down, one and a half. Knights in front. Two. Nothing. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County. Its proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando, Florida. You enjoy warm sand and the sunny beaches. Just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. You get to Davenport, Florida. There you are. Inquire. You can direct your emails. 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. And that's 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. So please send your email to 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Some rock and roll right here. Sounds good. Sounds like some AC/DC stuff. Play director Darren Hamill smiles. He likes that stuff. I tell what, REO's touring again, and they got 63 dates this year. What for a band that's in their 70s? Oh, stepping into that. Central Bison. Number 13, Brylon Hedden. Brylon Hedden does the catching. Coach Hamill. Darren Hamill looking at signals. Bren Robbins, here's the pitch. Swing, ground ball, foul, third baseline. There on a hop by Coach Hamill. Jared Hamill tosses it back to Bren Robbins. One ball, no balls, one strike. Team Brylon Hedden. Brylon Hedden, a member of the senior class. Of an open stance, he'll close on the approach. Darren Hamill looking at signals. Bren Robbins, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Comes in, called strike. Goes 0-2. Stepping in, first batter here in the bottom of the second inning. In Central Bison. Darren Hamill, here comes the wind and the delivery. Breaking pitch, finishes high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Who's the catcher? Brylon Hedden. Good-sized young man. I would guess he's a member on the football team. Soccer. Deanna Weston plays soccer? Wow. Wish him the best. Ball outside. Count goes 2-2. Deanna Weston has tremendous facilities. My dad tells me a guy with some well-to-do donated a lot of money to build those. Balls, two strikes. Bren Robbins peering in. Here comes a wide in the pitch. He pitched, finished above the zone. Ball three. 3-2 count. Brylon Hedden. Batter, bottom of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of windup. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Going to pop one. By field, shallow, coming in to make the catch is Caden Minnick. Minnick wearing those sunglasses in right field, and a good reason. One out, Hedden flies out to shallow right field. Next batter stepping in is the seven hitter, number 12, Grant Weiss. Grant Weiss doing the DHing today. He's batting for the left fielder, Caleb Kavalowski. And he's in the batter's box for Weiss. First pitch. Side of ball. baseball, no strikes. Grant Weiss wears number 12, the member of the sophomore class. And on the hill right there, here comes a whine from Robbins. Strike called, outside half. Ball, one strike. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Grant Weiss back in. Here comes the windup. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swing, foul ball. Get back to the screen near the third base dugout. It goes 1-2. So 1-2, stepping back in. Grant Weiss, DH. For the windup, here comes a 1-2 from Robbins. In a miss, drop third strike. Jackson King going to pick it up, throw from the outside. Low throw picked up by Gerke. Two outs in the inning. Next batter going to step in, the eight hitter, number 10, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford playing second base. Started up that double play ball. Couldn't quite get it. 4-6-3. Brent Robbins beat it out. That was in the first inning. With two outs stepping in, Dylan Ford. Pitch lets it go by, strike call. Just step back in. Ben Robbins, 1 foot on the rubber, right foot, left off the rubber, left foot. Here comes a wind. Swung on, foul ball. Third base dugout. Right here at Central, they have dugouts in the ground. Don't see that often. That makes it just that much more fun. Makes it look like you're playing at a major league ballpark. No balls, two strikes. Dylan Ford. He hit his batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Pretty good eyesight right there. Dylan Ford. The counts of 1-2. Looking at the signal. Going to shake one off. Go with the second signal. Here comes the 1-2. Stairs. Fastball. Goes 2-2. Dylan Ford trying to get on base. Any way he can. 2-2 count. Looking from the windup, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. And a setting down looking. And that's two complete. It's a 2-0 contest. Central Catholic in front. Also mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto LLC. AGM Auto is located half a mile, we'll call it a mile. My dad says it's a mile, it probably is. 1 mile west of Arcadia, Indiana, on 266th Street in Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need for expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants to make sure that you are safe and you stay safe on the road in your automobile. A second type of service offered right there at AGM Auto is classic car and truck restoration. If you still have an older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn and covered up with a tarp, AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. AGM Auto, you can find him on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC or dial them up 317-984-5283. Stepping in, Cade Minnick. Second time at the plate. The pitch from Torres. Ball just misses outside. Cade Minnick. For the senior class, he's played in all five games. He's 5'11", 160. 21 paid appearances, 19 official at-bats. And the second pitch. Side, ball two. Minnick is batting 316. The left-handed batter's box, 381 on base percentage. Got six hits on the season. All six singles. Here comes the pitch.
Now ball up the middle. And it gets hit by the second baseman, Dylan Ford. And another base hit. Cade Minicky has 7 on the season. He's got 6 RBI. He has scored 5 runs. And he has walked 1 time. He's been hit by pitch once. He's got 1 stolen base. He's been caught stealing twice. Stepping in the 4-hitter for the Knights. Jackson Kane. Working from the stretch. Second first base. Now the set position. Kane. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Strike calls. Count goes 0-1 to Jackson Kane. He's played in all 5 games. He's a junior class member. 5'10", 195. He spends time in the weight room. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Jackson Kane, 4-hitter for the Knights. 20 plate appearances, 15 at-bats. Batting 400. Right-handed batter's box on base percentage of 500. Here comes the pitch from Torres. High for ball 1. Jackson Kane, he's got 4 singles. He's got 2 doubles. 4 RBI. He scores 5 runs. He's walked 3 times. Torres, a 1-2 count to Kane. Out of set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. And there is 1 out on the diamond. Batter to step in. 5-hitter number 10, Kiskerke. Kiskerke playing first base. Lucas Gerke, he's a junior class member. He's played in all 5 games entering this one. Left-handed batter, pickoff move, first base. Cade Minnick back safely, head first. Lucas Gerke, 6 feet tall, 170. 17 plate appearances, 12 at-bats. A 412 on base percentage. A pitch upstairs, ball 1. Very few signals given by Coach Bordenay. Lucas Gerke going to step back in. 3 RBI. He scored 5 runs. He's walked 4 times. He's been hit by a pitch once. Foul this one left side out of play. Lucas Gerke, junior class member. Lucas Gerke has 12 quality at-bats. 1 ball, 1 strike. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pickoff move. Safely is Minnick. Minnick getting that front side of that jersey and his pants plenty dirty. Ball, 1 strike. Out of set position, Adrian Torres. Pickoff move, once again, back safely. Tag applied by Baylen Holmes. And out of stretch, now the set. Left-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Balls, 1 strike. Ball's going to get loose there. Everything's fine. You know, they got to go after it quickly. And everything's just fine. Balls, 1 strike. Get back in the rubber. From the stretch, now the set. Comes a pitch from Torres. Inside half, strike call, knee high. Count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lucas Kirky, here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base is Minnick. Gets stolen base. Head first slide. Throw ends up left of the bag. Fielded by the shortstop, Corbin Cooley. So, Cade Minnick picks up a stolen base. He's got 2 now on the season. Been caught stealing twice. 1 was a rundown. So stepping back in. Lucas Gerke, here comes a 3-2 count. The 3-2 pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. 3-2 count once again. Gerke, he'll step back in. Straightaway stance. Working from the set, comes to 3-2 again. Ground ball, first baseline is fair. going to be off the glove of Baylen Holmes. And from second base, scoring a run is Caden Minnick. Lucas Gerke with a base hit and an RBI. Scorching ball. That was a hot ball to handle. For Holmes, it's going to be a base hit. So Lucas Gerke is at first base. Getting ready to bat is number 33, Brent Robbins. He's a senior. He's played in all five games. 5'10", 195. 19 plate appearances. 15 at-bats. Here comes the first pitch for Robbins. Good hit by the catcher. Going to short hop the glove. Fastball, hard to handle. Taking second base on the misplaced baseball is Lucas Gerke. Ball, no strikes. Brent Robbins batting. He's got a .467 batting average. .56 on base. Kevin Dehart's junior year, he had a .467 batting average after all the games were played. Swing and a miss. Brent Robbins count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the third inning. Then look at the wristband. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. There comes the pitch from Torres. Foul one off. Left, right side out of play. Ball two strikes to Robbins. One out. Top of the third inning. One run in. 3-0 contest. Stepping back in. Brent Robbins. From the stretch. Now the set. Adrian Torres checks second base. Comes a 1-2. Gonna foul another one right side out of play. The staying out box with a 1-2 count. Ben Robbins, number 33. Robbins has been a 3-year starter, center fielder since his sophomore year in today's ball game. Step off the back. Torres gonna step off the back. He's going to reset. He's going to talk to his catcher, Byron Hedden. They're going to get some stuff ironed out right there. Adrian Torres, Byron Hedden. Byron Hedden, pretty good-sized young man. Byron Hedden, a soccer player. Play at Indiana Wesleyan. Hey, well, that's probably synthetic field turf, I would guess. Tell what, they got a nice facilities over there. Here comes the pitch from Torres. Hefty swing. Plate umpire going to say he went, didn't need help. So, be swinging strike and he'll set down. Have two outs here in the top of the third inning. Stepping in, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks steps in, left-handed batter's box. And from the stretch, now the set. Torres. The pitch from Adrian Torres. Backdoor curveball. Just missed. Ball, no strikes. Keaton Brooks going to step back in. He's played in all five games. He's a senior class member. 6'2", 165. 16 plate appearances. 16 at-bats. Here comes the pitch from Torres. Just outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Brooks had three hits on the season. Got two singles and one double. Here comes the pitch. Threw a curveball, misses outside. 3-0 count. Keaton Brooks probably has a take pitch right here. Under a second base minute. Take that back. Comes in outside edge. Strike called. Cade Minnick scored the run here in the inning. Lucas Gerke is at second base for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Wants a different signal. Out of the set, Adrian Torres is the 3-1 pitch to Brooks. Call a strike. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks looking for a good pitch. Adrian Torres looking to set him down. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Full swing, ground ball up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop,
It's Corbin Cooley to throw right side of the first baseman, Baylen Holmes. And he's going to reach on air. Peyton Brooks, run comes in to score from second base, Lucas Gerke. So let me have a little bit of a time out here. Isaac Sepinger, talk with Coach Bourdain. Number 41, senior Isaac Sepinger, played in two ball games, entering this one. He's 6'3", 200 pounds, a pitcher and an outfielder. Six plate appearances and four at-bats, batting .250, .33 on base percentage. Out of the set, Perez, first pitch to Sepinger. Take a cut swing, a foul it out of play, left side. Ball to one strike to Sepinger. Sepinger has one hit this season. He has walked once. He's got one RBI. Now stretch, now the set. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. One ball, one strike. Hoosier Conference West Division. They're busy today. We'll talk about that in a moment. Working out a set position. Torres, here's the pitch. Check swing and call a strike. Called strike. Goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Sepinger back in. Left-handed batter's box. From the set, Adrian Torres. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Torres. Long set. Swing and a miss. He'll set him down swinging. Nice. Retired here in the top of the third inning. They come up with two runs after two and a half. It's 4. Bison, 0. And we'll also mention Hoosier Conference, West Division. Here on Tuesday, April the 9th. Twin Lakes, they're at West Lafayette today. Twin Lakes, they're 2-1 overall record. West Lafayette, 1-2. And Central Catholic, 4-1. They're here with Benton Central. Benton Central, 2 wins, no losses on the season. Central Air Central, they played against North Newton yesterday. I never did see the final. I kept checking that on Max Preps. Today, Central Air Central is going against Lowell. And so all five teams are busy today in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks Incorporated, high quality, custom built, waterfront products and services. Docks, boat lifts, seawalls, docks, accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated, you can see them on the web at thomasdocks.com. They're located at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Roseville, Indiana, 46062. Thomas Docks, locally owned and operated since 1993. Dial them up at 317-774-3790. We got a baseball replenishment from Mr. Colton. Colton, a nice-looking young man down there. I guess he's 10 or 12. Don't know. But anyway, stepping into bat. Tyson. Would be number 3, Corbin Cooley. So right-handed batter stepping back in. Right-handed batter comes the first pitch from Robbins. Above the zone, ball one. Ball, no strikes. Corbin Cooley, shortstop. Where's number 3? Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. It was 1-1. Corbin Cooley, right-handed batter. He's got those batting gloves. He's got some sliding gloves in that back left pocket. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Robbins. Low and outside, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Corbin Cooley, batting for the Bison. High hitter. Now the windup, here comes the pitch from Robbins. He'll take a drive to right center field. To get the gap, it's going to get by the outfield. It's going to be picked up by Caden Minnick. A stand-up double
off the bat is Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley getting the inning started right there. First batter here in the bottom of the third. Cooley is at second base. So they're going to Corbin Cooley there at second. Stepping in, we're going to hear some Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne, you look at him, you wonder how he can sing that good. He sings well. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Dylan Musser, first batter in the lineup. Left-handed batter. Comes a pitch to a curveball, misses outside. Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser, 7 plate appearances, 5 at-bats. He's batting 600 in that left-handed batter's box. 714 on base percentage. Scored 4 runs. He's got 3 hits. The season. Walked once. He's reached base on error 1 time. Here's the pitch and a square to bunt. The bat back, strike called. Ball, 1 strike. Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser has been hit by pitch 1 time in 2 ball games. He's been left on base 1 time. Comes a pitch from Robbins. He'll take a stroke to right field. He'll be caught by Cade Minnick. Toss it back in. There's 1 out. They're in the bottom of the 3rd inning. So back at second base is Corbin Cooley. Next batter going to step in. 2 hitter. He wears number 2, Ryan Foster. Right fielder. Ryan Foster, 7 plate appearances. 5 at-bats. He's batting 400 on the season. He's got a 571 on base percentage. Now the set. Robbins. Swing on, foul ball, right side out of play. Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster. He's got a single, and he has a triple. Along with those 2 hits. He's got a triple. It's early season. He has some wheels. 3 RBI. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a miss. Breaking pitch. Finished. Ball, 1 strike. Take that back. No balls, 2 strikes. To Foster, 3 RBI. He's been left on base 3 times. 2 ball games. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2 from Robbins. He finished a bit high. 1-2 count. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Jared Hamill, hand clap. The 1-2 pitch. Foster, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Are 2 outs here in the bottom of the 3rd. Corbin Cooley still at second base. Out there by a gapper to right center field. Stand up double. Stepping in, 3 hitter number 4, Tyler Cremme. And base, the Bison. Just 6 at-bats, 6 plate appearances, 3 at-bats. First pitch upstairs for ball 1. Cremme is batting 667. He's got 3 total hits. He's got 2 singles. And he has a home run. He does have a good swing. Notice that in his first at-bat. Now, set, here's the pitch. He pitched back door, finishes outside. Balls, no strikes. 3 hitter, Tyler Cremme. Puts back in, left-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. So he lets it go by. He's looking at 1. Balls, 1 strike. Tyler Cremme, 3rd baseman in this ball game. Tyler Cremme, also a pitcher. Comes a pitch. 0 for ball 3. Bryn Robbins might be pitching gingerly. Tyler Cremme. Tyler Cremme wears number 4. He got 5 RBI in just 2 ball games. Comes a 3-1 pitch from Robbins. Full swing, ground ball, first baseline, fielded by Gerke. Get the out, unassisted. The Knights get out of the inning. They leave 1 on base for the Bison. Base hit off the bat of Corbin Cooley. The end of 3 complete. It's a 4-0 contest. Knights in front.
We'll also mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. If you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, so a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability, something a professional real estate agent and or a real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Her happiness and her success, two of the same. The real estate lady with the high real estate IQ, contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. So we're listening to some good music up here, some Rush. Rush there from Canada, and then Zach Edey, I guess, from Toronto, Canada. Edey probably play a good pro basketball, but I think he needs a little bit more weight. I don't know. He kind of jogs up and down the court. See what he can do. We're all for him. Stepping in, Gavin Buchel. Gavin Buchel, the nine hitter. Playing third base. Stepping in back for the second time. Still on the pitcher's rubber. It's Adrian Torres. First pitch. Outside of ball. Gavin Buchel, he's a senior class member. He's played in all five games. 6'1", 50. 16 plate appearances. 14 at-bats. Comes a pitch from Torres. He's squared a bunt. Let it go by. Pull the bat back. Ball two. Gavin Buchel batting an even .500 on the season. .533 on base percentage. 7 hits this early season. They are all singles. He got 1 RBI. He scored 2 runs. He's been hit by pitch once. He's got 7 quality at-bats. There comes a 2-0 pitch from Torres. Down Meridian. Strike called. Goes 2-1. Ball 1 strike. Gavin Buchel. Anchoring the lineup. He's got 7 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. Side tight. Not sure if I got him or not. I guess not. Down goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike out of the set. Adrian Torres, here comes the pitch. Swing, ground ball, second base. Dylan Ford, he'll field it for the first base. They'll get the put out with Baylen Holmes. One out here in the top of the fourth. So stepping in the bat, third time in the lineup, it's in Gutwein. Right in his batter's box. Where's number 9? Plays second base. Coach Bordnay is the one hitter, the only leadoff batter in today's ball game. Junior class member. He's played in all 5 games. He's 5'11", 175. He's a pitcher and an infielder. 21 plate appearances, 17 at-bats. Batting .294, .381 on base percentage. Pitch swung on. Going to be a base hit on the ground. Get just by between the third and shortstop. Base hit, first base now. Hudson Gutwein. So Gutwein aboard. Take the first pitch. Swing. Just through the hole there. Third and shortstop. Stepping into bat. Third time, Mikey Stapleton. The Stapleton wears number 11. He's shortstop. Just a sophomore. Time out on the diamond. Coach Jared Hamill going to walk out, talk with his pitcher and catcher, maybe his infield. Coach Bournay going to have a conversation with Mikey Stapleton. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Arcadia, Indiana. Door outdoor storage with flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space. That's safe and secure. Storage space location. Reach them at 317-774-1800. Again, that's 317-774-1500 or online at AIPSindiana.com. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. The set, here comes a pitch from Torres. He's going to pop one up, center field. Going to go halfway with Gutwein. He'll get back. It'll be the second out in the inning. Nice catch center field by Dylan Musser. Two out, nice going to send to the plate. Number 20, Cade Minnick. Minnick got a base hit last time up. Was able to score a run. Left-handed batter's box. Now the stretch, now the set. Get back safely. Gutwein, nice pickoff attempt by Torres. Torres working out a stretch, now the set. The pitch. Go for a ball, taking off the second base is Gutwein. He's going to be in there safe. Nice throw from catcher Bryland Hedden. Close play at second base. And it has to Gutwein. Five stolen bases now on the season. He has yet to be thrown out. Two outs, 0-1 count. Cade Minnick of a set at second base. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Torres. Long set. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike to Cade Minnick. Step back in, left-handed batter's box. In that wristband, working from the stretch, now the set. Comes a 1-1 pitch. Tricky pitch, getting there for a strike. Back for curveball, working well for Adrian Torres. One ball, two strikes. Out of the set, Torres, 1-2 pitch. Swung on, you pop one, foul territory. First base side, giving it a good effort. The fielder Ryan Foster, quite dead, he slid for it, off the glove. Good effort, and Cade Minnick will go back and pick up the bat. So 1-2 count once again. Two out. Top of the fourth inning, runner at second base. The Knights is Hudson Gutwein. Of a set position, Torres, here comes a 1-2 pitch. He'll take one the other way. Foul territory down the left field line. Go a long way. It's up against the screen. Difficult play to make. Staying that box with a 1-2 count once again. I was talking to Caden's mom up here. She was telling me that Caden plays with about three or four guys. Benton Central Bison, the Cadrick Tyson. Quite a few of them right there. It's always fun to play them during baseball season from school ball when you're good friends with them for the summertime. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Torres. Penny. Take a foul ball left side. Be a line shot left side. Close to Coach Coordinate. So one ball, two strikes. Colton out there retrieving that baseball. He's got some wheels. I tell you what, I'd like to see Colton in about 6 or 7 years from now. Guy's going to be a good one. Not already. Ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Take a shot to center field. Back him up. It'll be a double. Be a triple. We'll see. Off the glove. Center field, Dylan Musser. Cade Minnick going to stop at second base. He'll get an RBI double. And in the scores, it's in Gutwein. 5-0 contest. Coach Jared Hamill going to walk back out. He's going to ask for the baseball. Mr. Torres, shake hands with Coach Hamill. Hamill's going to tell him he did a good job, and he would not be deceiving him if he said that. He's going to stay in the ballgame. The three, Corbin Cooley, shortstop. Let's see. Cooley, the work right there. And that's my son calling me. So they're going to do some warm-up tosses right there. doing the pitching for Benton Central is number 8, Caleb Pavlovsky. Pavlovsky, a senior class member. Pavlovsky getting his first pitching of the season here in game number 3 for Coach Hamill. Going to get some warm-up tosses right there. And Brian Hedden looking pretty diligently. The catcher. And baseball here on a Tuesday night. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneyInSports.com, internet radio since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. This game is also in part being brought to you by CaminoAndCompany.com. That's Camino dash and then AND dash company.com. We'll mention Camino and Company. That's in downtown Noblesville. Camino and Company, a mobile flower shop. And I got some changes here. Very thankful for the athletic director. Good 5 for Torres. Very good. 1 for Caden Clint. Not on there, yeah. Okay, and 7 for Cooley. Thank you very much. An athletic director right here at Central, Mr. Jared Hall. Jared Hall, I shared with him that my middle name is Jared. That's spelled J-A-R-R-O-D, and it's from Jared Barkley. The Big Valley is where my mom got that. Here's the Bible written the way you're spelled, Fred. Yeah. That's a good thing. Stepping in, Jackson King, 4-hitter. Knights, 1 aboard, Caden Minnick at second base. There's 2 out. Up of the 4th inning. First pitch comes in there, fastball for a strike. In the pitching right now for Benton Central is Caleb Pavlovsky. Pavlovsky is a senior. Works right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Jackson King looking for a hit. Sometimes at the plate. Walk back to the dugout. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight, ball 1. Pavlovsky has some velocity. He's bringing it. That fastball. At the time he releases the baseball, it's in the glove of Hedden. The 1 ball, 2 strikes. Out of set, check second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside edge. Go down looking. So the Knights are out of the inning. They leave a runner at second base. They get 1 run in. The Knights, after 4.5, a 5-0 contest. Benton Central going to bat in the bottom of the 5th inning. Again, we'll mention Camino and Company. That's Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company in downtown Noblesville. Camino and Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. That's in 1984, El Camino. That's where you get Camino and Company. That El Camino actually belongs to my dad and Carly's grandpa. That's M-B-E with him. We'll mention that El Camino is an SS. And the goal of Camino and Company is to please each customer. Their concept to Camino and Company's completion. You can explore the website at Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company now booking 2024 brides. Got a wedding coming up. Call Camino and Company. Early, Elbret will diligently make a success. Your bride. And you can contact them via their website. Again, that's Camino-AND-Company.com. Getting some warm-up right there. Again, is Brent Robbins on the pitcher's rubber. And I'm behind home plate getting some warm-up tosses before Jackson King came out.
and Weeks. And Weeks wears number 24. He's a freshman. 6'1", 155. He's also a middle infielder along with being a catcher. Bren Robbins finishing up his warm-up tosses right there. And he get ready to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. Clinton Central Bison going to come to the plate. So, ready to go. I throw one down. Getting ready to bat. The Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres going to step in. Senior class member, Torres is the four-hitter. Adrian Torres has 5 plate appearances in 2 ball games, 4 at-bats. He's batting 250. He's got an on-base percentage of 400. He got 1 hit, single, and a double. First pitch to Torres. Swing and a miss. Adrian Torres has reached on air one time. He's got 2 RBI. He's been hit by pitch once. Been left on base 4 times. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch outside. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Adrian Torres, right-handed batter's box. Torres pitched into the 3rd inning. Working from the windup, Bren Robbins. Swing. Third base, Gavin Bittell, long throw, strong arm, going to get the put out with Lucas Gerke. So, there's one out here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Next batter going to step in, the 5-hitter, number 18, Baylen Holmes. And Holmes, the first baseman. Holmes wears number 18. 6 plate appearances, 5 at-bats, 400. In that right-handed batter's box, on base percentage of 500. He scored 2 runs. He got a base hit. He might have another one in the hole. He's going to get a base hit. The infield. Long throw there for Mikey Stapleton. Going to get by. Gets Gerke. And Holmes is going to stay put at first base. An infield hit. So one aboard, first base, 1 out. Stepping into bat, number 13, Brylan Hedden. Brylan Hedden, the catcher. Brylan Hedden, he's got 7 plate appearances. All 7 are official at-bats. He's batting 429 in that right-handed batter's box. He's got 3 singles. He's got a double. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finished it away. 1 ball, no strikes. So Brylan Hedden does the catching. It's base on air twice. He's got 2 RBI, and he's been left on base 4 times. He squared a bunt. Early square, pulls the bat back. It'll be a called strike. Ball, 1 strike. Gavin Bittell went in there at third base, and I wouldn't want to get him too close. Then pull the bat back and swing away. Ball, 1 strike. They're going to let Bren Robbins cover the right side of the infield. I should say left. Me. Pitch comes in high for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Stepping back in the rubber. Bren Robbins working from the stretch. Runner at first base. The Bison. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ryland Hedden goes even at 2-2. With a modest lead there at first base. Holmes, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished just above the zone. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Set back in, turning in, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Out of the set, here comes the 3-2. Pop one up. Foul territory. Is it going to be playable? Yes. Jackson Kane wins, swirled it. Make the catch. You're in front of the nice dugout. So just a foul ball. Count remains 3-2. Brylan Hedden, 6 hitter. The Bison is the catching. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jackson came back behind the dish.
home plate umpire, and make the ball live. Baylen Holmes at first base for the Bison. There's one out. Out of the set, here's the 2-2 pitch once again. Foul tip in the glove. Caught. Action Kane. It's a strikeout. Two out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. He's a seven hitter, number 12, Grant Weiss. Grant Weiss, the DH in the ballgame. Grant Weiss has four plate appearances, two at-bats on the season. Pickoff move, first base. Safe at first base is Holmes. Weiss has four plate appearances, two facial at-bats. He's batting 500. He's got a 750 on-base percentage. Got a base hit on the season. Comes in, swing and a miss. So number 12, Grant Weiss. That was Weiss went to right center field and got the double last time at the plate. Here's the pitch, breaking pitch. Up for a strike. Goes 0-2. Last time Weiss had two strikes. Took it to right center field, the gap. Ended up at second base. Side short off the glove. Good backhand by Jackson Kane. 1-2 count. Grant Weiss, sophomore athlete. Out of set, Brent Robbins. The 1-2. Breaking pitch high for ball two. Ball two strikes. Robbins liked to have another baseball. Some dirt on that one. The short hop. Above Jackson Kane. Thing I've never seen is an umpire deny a baseball trade. Never seen that happen. Stepping back in is Weiss. From the stretch, now the set. 2-2 pitch to Grant Weiss. Foul ball is right underneath the baseball. Back to the screen. To stay in that box is 2-2 count. Grant Weiss. The DHing duties today, batting in place of left fielder Caleb Kavalowski, but Kavalowski is now the pitcher. And now stretcher is a set. There's the pitch. He pitched in there for a strike, and he'll set down looking. They leave one on board. Base hit off the bat. Infield hit, Baylen Holmes. The Knights is going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. Reach them by cell phone or text message 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. And back out on the rubber. Some early pitches right here between innings. Number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Senior class member, also some pretty good velocity. We're going to throw one down to second base. Catcher Brylan Hedden. Okay. Top of the fifth inning, sun's going down, temperature's dropping just a little bit. Still a nice day to play baseball, the state of Indiana. No, down south and a little bit the east of Indianapolis, they're getting some rain right now. No rain right here. Some lights came on. The lights on. Athletic director Jared Hall. You probably know Jared Hall, don't you? That's your. Oh. All right. We've got some good help in the press box. Stepping in the bat, Lucas Gerke. First pitch comes in outside, ball one. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Lucas Gerke steps back in. Left-handed batter. Checking the wristband. Right there is Kavalowski. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Lucas Gerke, junior class member. 412 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Pretty close to getting him. Lucas Gerke probably didn't want to get hit. Saw that expression on his face. And nobody does once he gets hit. Here comes a 3-0 pitch from Kavalaski. Outside a ball, it jogged to first base. So heading, picks up the baseball back to the screen. Next batter going to step in can be Bren Robbins. And Robbins has pitched the distance so far for the Knights. And Robbins, two starts today, was his third start as a pitcher on this early season. So let's step in, right-handed batter's box. Bren Robbins, 67. Here's the pitch. Put a bunt down to get a piece of it. It'll go foul. Foul ball right there around home plate. He's up near the base dugout. Hamill to retrieve it. Coach Hamill, pretty good athletic man. I would probably not be surprised to see him on a men's league. They have a baseball men's league. They use wooden bats, squaring the bunt. Robbins, pitch comes in, breaking pitch outside of ball. Adrian Torres is coming out to field the bunt. That's a dangerous situation. I saw Jackson Kane square the bunt, pulled the bat back, and got a base hit between shortstop and third base. That was last week. Out of the set, here comes the 1-1 open pickoff move. First base back safely. Gaskirky. 1-1 count to Bren Robbins. Get the signals. I'm not sure you can give signals when the pitcher's off the rubber. It just happened right there. From the golf move, no tag applied at first base. Velasquez was off the rubber. He does have that right foot on the rubber to step in now. 1-1. Comes to pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called, thigh high. 1-2. He's off the rubber now, and he's signals. Interesting. Now, set, here's the pitch. Take it back up the middle, base hit for Bren Robbins. The second base is Gaskirky, and Bren Robbins picks up another base hit on the season. Now has 8 hits on the season total. He's got 7 singles and 1 double. Stepping into bat, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks looking at signals. Runners at first and second base. Keaton Brooks, 3 hits on the season. He's got 2 singles and 1 double. From the stretch, now the set. Avalovsky, here's the pitch, going to square the bunt. Avalovsky, going to be a foul ball right there at home plate on the bunt attempt by Keaton Brooks. No balls, 1 strike. Avalovsky picks up a baseball. Home plate umpire gives him a choice. Choice of baseball, that's always good. Why not? So Avalovsky going to go back to the pitcher's rubber. Kavalowski, that's Caleb Kavalowski. And there's going to be a little conversation there. Adrian Torres, C position umpire. So Torres is going to come in on the grass. Some little bunt attempts from Keaton Brooks. Try to get that lead runner. Take the bat right out of the hands. He's going to square the bunt early. Another set, check second base. Velasquez pitch to go by, strike called, running on the pitch, Lucas Gerke safe at base. Robbins moves to second base, the strike called, he pulled the bat back, it was a strike in the zone, count goes 1-1, so it's 0-2, balls 2 strikes, body out,
top of the fifth inning. Infield is in. Looking at the wristband right there. Caleb Pavlovsky. That's in the rubber. Of the set position, here comes the 0-2 pitch to Brooks. Outside low, ball one. Pete Brooks with a long at-bat right here. Brooks trying to get an RBI. Pete Brooks has two RBI on the season. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. 0 for ball two. Short hops the glove. Good block there. Kept it in front of him. That's Brylan Hedden. Benton Central. Two balls, two strikes. And Robbins is at second base, doing the running at third base. Lucas Gerke. Brooks, left-handed batter's box. Kavalowski checks the wristband right there and steps back in. Checking that wristband with foot off the rubber, that's a no-no. One on, ground ball, shortstop. He fielded. They get the put out. That was Corbin Cooley. Braylon Holmes. Braylon Holmes gets the put out. And it's going to be an RBI off the bat of Keaton Brooks coming in to score. Sixth run in the ballgame. It's Lucas Gerke. Stepping into bat, number 41, senior athlete. He's played in two games thus far. This is his third. Batting 250, 333 on base percentage. Zeke Suffinger. So, runner at third base for the Knights is Brim Robbins. One out. Here's the pitch to Suffinger. Side ball one. Left-handed batter's box. Isaac Suffinger. Signals given. Base coach. Coach Bourdonnais. Checking the wristband. Stepping in. And from the stretch, now the set. The pitch from Kavalowski. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Robbins at third base. One run in here in the top of the fifth for the Knights. Out of the set position. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Isaac Suffinger. Low one to deep in the outfield. It was caught. Time at bat in this ball game. It's a pretty good solid swing. Here comes the pitch. He pitched. Pitched away. Back to a curveball. Count goes 3-1 to Suffinger. 3-1 count. Caleb Pavlovsky checking that wristband there. Now set. Comes the pitch. We're going to miss. Full count. 3-2 to Isaac Suffinger. Kind of jammed him on that one. Didn't get the swing he wanted. Would have got the handle of the bat. Comes the 3-2. So watch this one go by, and he'll walk back to the dugout. So, two outs on the strikeout. Suffinger stepping into bat. The nine hitter, number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, senior, played in all five games so far. And this one, batting 500 and a 533 on base percentage. And he's a batter. Robbins at third base. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian. Just below the kneecap, strike called. No balls, one strike. Check the wristband once again. Caleb Pavlovsky. Now stretch, here's the pitch. Square in the bunt. Foul ball. Caleb Boutel, take it down the third baseline as well. Foul. It'll go down the count 0-2. Gavin Boutel playing third base in the ballgame. First strong arm from that third base position. No balls, two strikes. Two out. Up fifth inning, one run in. Brent Robbins is at third base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished a bit upstairs. Just above the zone.
1-2 count. Then Boutelle has stepped back in, right here in the batter's box. And the pitcher's rubber, working from the stretch. Now the set, the 1-2 pitch. Full swing, ground ball. And by the pitcher, Kavalaski, throw to first base, and they're going to call him out. So Kavalaski gets the put out along with Baylen Holmes, and the Knights are out of the inning. Knights come up with one here in the top of the fifth. And the Benton Central Bison going to bat here in the bottom half. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FritzenFishers.com. They buy, sell, trade, and they'll finance your automobile. Quality cars, trucks, SUVs, preferred mileage and one-owner automobiles. They have two Hamilton County locations. That's in Indiana, Hamilton County. And we're mentioning the first one is in Fishers. There's Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up there at that dealership at 317-422-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. The second location, Noblesville, along State Road 32, right there on Mill Creek Road, between Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. And that's 317-773-2232. Visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's FritzenFishers.com. R-I-T-Z. And the disc jockey up here is very good. Playing a little Van Halen. I'm a little more leaning towards Van Hagar. Hagar, what a treat that was. Van Halen, we miss him. About Eddie Van Halen, my favorite singer is Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. Eddie Van Halen passed away on Kevin's birthday. Is that terrible? I'm sure Kevin will think terrible. 65 years old, the best guitar player I've ever seen or heard. So stepping into bat, number 10, the eight hitter, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford, a strong bat. He took one to right center field. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. First one, ground ball. Third base, Gavin Boutelle. Strong throw across the diamond. They get the put out with Lucas Gerke. Gavin Boutelle playing a good third base. Boutelle, he was on base, did the walk-off last year in the third inning when Evan Dehart stole home. 1-0 contest. Stepping into bat, line hitter number 3, Corbin Cooley. And Cooley now playing left field. Here comes the pitch. Striking pitch, called strike. No balls, one strike. Corbin Cooley getting opportunity to play right here for Coach Hamill. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Comes in, breaking pitch. Right called. Goes 0-2. Corbin Cooley in the ninth spot. Comes the pitch. He'll take one to second base. Line drive, soft line drive caught. Hudson Gutwein for the second out here in the bottom of the fifth. So stepping in to bat, going to be the one hitter. He bats left. Where's number 15, senior? Plays center field. And he'll step into bat right now. On the season, batting 600, left-handed batter's box, 714 on base percentage. Full swing, he'll hit one down the third baseline. It'll end up foul. He was going to run it out. Gavin Boutelle coming in to play the baseball. Sometimes you see that bun. You saw that guy from Houston Astros that blew that ball foul. Remember that? He blew it foul, and then they put the rule in where you can't artificially blow it foul anymore. It was interesting. Oh, no balls, one strike. Swing him, hit the bat twice in the box, foul ball. So Dylan Musser, 0-2 count. O2 counts and buses, no problem at all. To step back in. And looking at signals, Brent Robbins, here comes the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Dylan Musser, senior class member. He's got 5 runs scored, 3 hits. He's got a walk. Take a drive right up the middle. Base hit. Going to go over the glove. Hudson Gutwasser shoves Mikey Stapleton Meyer and a base hit. The bat of Dylan Musser. And a weird hop right there. Be a base hit in the book. So with one aboard, stepping into bat, the two hitter number 2, Ryan Foster, sort of right fielder. They're batting 400 on the season, 571 on base percentage. And from the stretch, now it's set. Robbins, first pitch, swing and a miss. Foster. Ball's one strike. So Ryan Foster has scored 3 runs. He's got 2 hits. He's got a single and a triple. The season outside edge called strike. No balls, 2 strikes. Foster has 3 RBI. He's been left on base 3 times. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Robbins. It's going to be a base hit between short base right on the ground. Base hit with 2 strikes on him. Ryan Foster. Benton Central has 2 aboard here in the bottom of the 5th with 2 out. So working right there at 2nd base is Dylan Musser. At 1st base, Ryan Foster. Checking in the bat, shortstop, Tyler Clemmy. Tyler Clemmy, left-handed batter. There's number 4. He's batting 667 in 2 ball games, 833 on base. First pitch comes in a bit tall, ball 1. Tyler Clemmy has 3 runs scored on the season. He's got 2 hits. As the only home run the team so far. Comes in outside and tall, ball 2. Tyler Clemmy has reached base 3 times based on balls. 1 reached on air. He's got 5 RBI. He'll be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordney. Walk out, talk with his infield. We'll also mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, Sheets Company. If you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, know a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years experience to help you begin that process. As real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent or a real estate broker rides for at Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086 and 317-513-4086. Call her or you can text her, Lisa Stokes Bear. Stepping back in, Tyler Clemmy. And from the stretch, here comes a pitch. Going to pop one to center field. Going to get a lot of it. Isaac Steppens, you're going to lift up. It's going to be out of here. Home run to center field. 3-run home run. Tyler Clemmy now has 2 home runs the season. This is game number 3. So Tyler Clemmy tapping helmets right there at home plate. 3-run home run. It's a 6-3 contest. 2 outs, 2 on, 2-run home run for Tyler Clemmy. So, they're going to send you to plate. Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres is going to pick up the bat. That Clemmy used, toss it back. 18, Baylen Holmes. Adrian Torres is going to step in. Right-handed batter. A little bit of excitement here on the diamond. Bottom of the 5th. Here comes the pitch. Take a drive to left center. Back up, Isaac Seppinger. He'll make the catch in left center field. So 3 outs on the diamond, but 3 runs in.
three-run home run from Tyler Clemmy. 6-3 ball game. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. And we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Davenport, Florida, enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half spacious townhome, the private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County. Its proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. If you enjoy warm sand and the sunny beaches, if 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna Beaches, you and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. You get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails to 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, 353captiva@gmail.com. It's 353captiva@gmail.com. So we've got a new pitcher on the rubber for Benton Central. Central going to send out Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford, right-handed pitcher, getting warmed up. But the catcher, Brylan Hedden. So they're throwing the ball around the infield. Looking it up right there. Always good to see the umpires talking it up with the young men. And I heard you throwing the ball around right there. Even Holton tossing the ball around over there with Liam Reed. So they're still getting some warm-ups right there. Number 10, Dylan Ford is going to tuck that batting glove all the way down inside the pocket where it can't be seen. Home plate umpire might have asked him to do that. So warm-up tosses right there, working from the stretch. Pretty good breaking pitch from Ford. Going to throw one down right here, 13, Brylan Hedden. He's going to send to the plate. First batter in the top of the sixth inning. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. Junior class member, 5'11", 175. He's an infielder and a pitcher. At right, going to face the right-handed pitcher, Dylan Ford. First pitch from Ford. Swing, ground ball, third baseline, foul. Glove right there by Torres. Gutwein going to jog back. He made it clear to base. He's jogged back, and then Brylan Hedden is going to hand him the baseball bat. Nothing like good sportsmanship. IHSAA smiling to see that. Stepping in once more. 0-1 count. It's in Gutwein. From the stretch, now the set. Dylan Ford, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Nice breaking pitch. Dylan Ford, right-handed pitcher. Step back in. Working from the set. The 0-2. Breaking pitch, going to lock him up in there for a strike. Hudson Gutwein going to go down looking. There's one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Stepping into bat. Nice. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter. Shortstop in today's ball game. Then looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Stapleton. Pitch finish. He's going to call a strike. Off the plate, a strike broke low and away. Count goes 0-1. Stapleton going to step back in. And from the stretch, now the set. Going forward, here's a pitch. Breaking pitch inside, ball one. One ball, one strike. And looking at signals. Not using the wristband. Dylan Ford going without the wristband, going with the routine fingers down there in the crotch area. Pitch comes in. Strike call. Breaking pitch. Dylan Ford living well with the breaking pitch during the top of the sixth inning. So Mikey Stapleton batting. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Balls, two strikes. One out. Up sixth inning. 6-3 ball game. Knights in front. Working out a set. Here comes the 2-2. Foul ball back to the screen. Mikey Stapleton staying alive in that right-handed batter's box. Face a 2-2 once again. Jackson King in a baseball back to the screen. Home plate umpire holds the game up. Here we go. Ball's live. 2-2. The pitch. Breaking pitch finished inside. 3-2. Dylan Ford working that curveball. 3-2 count. He'll shake one off. He'll shake another one off. He might want that curveball again. Comes the pitch. Swing, ground ball. Third base. Perez got a high hop. Ties a hop right there. And he's going to make it safe at first base is Mikey Stapleton. So Caden Minnick step in. The hitter for the Knights.
Now batting the right fielder, number 1.
Minnick left-handed batter. Runner aboard at first base. One out. Mikey Stapleton at first base. Working out a stretch. Now it's set. Mikey back door in there for a strike. Dylan Ford has good command of that breaking pitch. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, a step back in. From the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. A ball, second base. Fielded by second baseman, a throw to first, safe. 8 minutes, going to get an infield hit. And moving over to second base, Mikey Stapleton. So Kate Minnick is at first base. And they're working from there. Corbin Cooley is now at second base. Stepping into bat here in a moment. Bordney is going to talk with Jackson King. So Jackson King going to bat with two runners aboard. First and second base. Minnick at first, Stapleton at second. Since Kane, right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Dylan Ford living with that curveball. It was a good curveball. Out of the set comes a 0-1 pitch to Jackson Kane. He'll foul one right side out of play. No balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the sixth inning, a 6-3 ball game. Tyler Clemmy with a 3-run homer. Bottom of the fifth for the Bison. Here comes the pitch. Way and a miss. Two outs on the diamond. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Last time up, Gerke got himself aboard with a base hit. He's a junior class member, 6'1", 170. Now stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Comes in above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Gerke batting .286 on the season, .474 on base. Second pitch, it's just... So I guess across the plate, just above the zone, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two out. Dylan Ford pitching in the top of the sixth. Out of the set, comes a 2-0. Backdoor curveball just misses outside. Island head, he's going to call timeout. Just going to walk out. Up to Dylan. Didn't say much. Kind of took the wristband off. Byron Hedden's going to put it on his left wrist. And they're going to go with the wristband now. Petty's going to use the wristband. Coach Hamill electing to do so. They do have the opportunity to run the transmitter from the coach in the dugout to the earpiece of the catcher. It's one-way communication, but that's been allowed. It's a brand-new opportunity in 2024. It's always something they're bringing in. Comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Forward. Low for ball four. So Lucas Gerke jogs down to first base. Cade Minnick to second. Ike Stapleton to third base. Next batter for the night is going to be Bryn Robbins. And Robbins still the pitcher of record for the Knights.
Now batting pitcher number 33, Bryn.
So Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter, stepping in. Working out stretch, now the set. Dylan Ford is the pitch. Outside, ball one. Good stop right there. Brylan Hedden to come up with that one. Had to come out of the crouch. Good effort. One ball, no strikes. Two out. Top of the sixth inning. 6-3 ball game. Central High School. Out of set. Dylan Ford, pickoff move. He'll fake it. Base, I imagine he steps back off the rubber. Step back in. Ball, no strikes. He'll check the wristband. Grand. Out of set. Comes the 1-0 to Robbins. Breaking pitch, finish low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Bryn Robbins steps back in. PRM working from the stretch. Now the set, he's going to square to bunt. Let the ball go by, and it's a called strike. Suppose the bat back, Adrian Torres, going to field the bunt. There are two out. Bases loaded for the Knights. One count. Wow, here comes the pitch. Take it back up the middle. Bryn Robbins. Score one. Running third base. Mikey Stapleton going to score. And Caden Minnick. Be a base hit. Two RBI. Poke back up the middle. Bryn Robbins. So an 8-3 contest. Stepping into bat, Keaton Brooks. Runners at first and second base. Lucas Gerke at second base. Bryn Robbins at first. Gerke steps in. And looking at singles. Out of the set. Going forward. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Well placed. Strike called. Going forward. Keaton Brooks steps back in. Left-handed batter's box. Brooks played in all five games. Left-handed batter. Out of set. Comes the pitch from Ford. Could be a ground ball back to Ford. He'll glove it. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the out with Baylen Holmes. The Knights come up with two runs. A base hit, two RBI hit. Hit by Bryn Robbins. And the Central Bison going to bat in the bottom of the sixth. 5.5. Knights, 8. Bison, 3. And we'll also mention this game is in part B, brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer serving customers and the community. Since 1955, that's Reynolds Farm Equipment. Family owned and operated, Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners Central Indiana with a full line of new and used on deer products and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Personal operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County at 1451 East, 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46030. Take that back, 46031. We'll mention if you stop in Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside there, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. You can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. It's Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. 12 noon. So they're playing some Eddie Money. Eddie Money on the radio right here. Mr. Jared Hall is the public address, doing a heck of a job, and he's also the disc jockey playing the music. Eddie Mahoney used to be a police officer in downtown New York City. And then they found out he could sing, and he sure could. But we sure miss Eddie Money. Doggone it. Eddie Money. And in heaven right now. So we're getting some warm-ups right there on the diamond. Now going to pitching for the Knights. Number 10, Durkee. Pitching right-handed pitcher stepping in. Benton Central, number 18, Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes playing a good first base for the Bison. First pitch, strike called, fastball, 0-1 count. Baylen Holmes. It's a Baylen Holmes base hit. It's going to be a ground ball, shortstop, fielded by Mikey Stapleton. In the ball game playing first base is Gus Sandberg. Up to throw across the diamond was in the dirt. Sandberg got a glove on it but couldn't hold it. It'll be an error on the shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. So runner aboard to base, Baylen Holmes, plenty familiar with first base. Stepping into that, Brylan Hedden. And Hedden was number 13, does the catching. Brylan Hedden, 429 batting average in two ball games. Now it's set. Gives Durkee a pitch. Good block by Jackson Kane. The stop is a 1-0 kill. Bottom of the sixth inning. Lights are on here at Benton Central High School. What's that? First time, athletic director Jared Hall tells me, he said, brand new lights. Put them in June. That sounds good. Say what, what's your other athletic director, Pinkett, Puckett? Okay. I called athletic director Puckett one time up here, and I think I asked him, I forget what I was asking, but he was in Florida at spring break. He was not the full-fledged AD. Remember he was on the transition? He told me that he had capability in Florida to turn lights on and off. Turn everything off from up there. Unbelievable. Technology is just crazy. Pitch comes in, 3-0 count. Just Durkee. And I'm in the batter's box for Benton Central, 13, Brylan Hedden. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Durkee. Right down Meridian, fastball, count goes 3-1. So Benton Central runner aboard is Baylen Holmes. In the batter's box, Brylan Hedden. 3-1 pitch from Durkee. He'll take one, drive it right side, be foul territory. He's going to go out of play. Caden Minnick giving it a good look. So the count goes full at 3-2. Brylan Hedden. So Brylan Hedden will step back in. And stepping back in the rubber is Lucas Durkee. Going to get the signal from Jackson Kane. Now out of the set, here comes this 3-2 pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Stay in the box with that 3-2 count. Brylan Hedden wearing the pink batting gloves. Not going to ask him why. He's working a 3-2 count. There's a pitch from Durkee. Outside, ball 4. So the Bison have two aboard with nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. So Baylen Holmes goes over to second base. 3-2 walk. 3-2 pitch walk. Ball four to Hedden. He's at first base. He's going to get a courtesy runner. Courtesy runner out there is going to be number 9, Parker Morehouse. Parker Morehouse is going to run for Ryland Hedden. Right-handed batter stepping in. Grant Weiss. Weiss the DH. Swinging a good bat in this ballgame. Comes a pitch from Gerke. Healthy pitch, healthy cut. Swinging a miss. That's the ball. Count goes 0-1. So Grant Weiss checking the wristband. Steps in. Out of set, Gerke. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Squaring the bunt. He's finished inside. All 1-1 count. Nobody out. Grant Weiss batting. Checking the wristband. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step in now. Grant Weiss, a sophomore athlete. Now a stretch, now a set. Check second base. Here comes the 1-1. Inside again. Ball 2. 2-1 count. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Gerke like a new baseball. Jackson Kane gets the exchange. 2-1 count. Grant Weiss. 2 aboard. Bison, first and second base. How the set. Comes a 2-1 pitch to Weiss. He's going to square the bunt. He'll put a bunt down, just foul. Baseline and end up foul picked up by Gavin Beutel. The runners will retreat. Going back to second base is 18, Baylen Holmes. Going back to first base is number 9, Parker Morehouse. 2-2 count, Weiss. Now a stretch, now the set. Gerke checks second. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finished just above the zone. Ball 3. 3-2 count. And looking at signals, Gerke. Just check second base. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Hit one shortstop. To be fielded by Mikey Stapleton. He'll throw it a bit above the above of Gus Sandberg. 2 runs come in to score. Take that back. We'll call it 1 run. Coming in to score is 18, Baylen Holmes. So Baylen Holmes comes around the bases. He came in from third base. And it's a 8-4 contest. And with timeout on the diamond. And Coach John Amprop is going to walk out. And I'm
taking the fly ball. Off some line drive. It hits a runner in the air. Didn't know it's coming. Hit him in there.
So they're going to talk it over on the diamond right there. Coach John Amprop up to talk to the guys at the just now. The infield end. So it's an 8-4 contest. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Runners on the corners for the Bison. Next batter in the lineup would be the 8th hitter, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford is the pitcher of record. Right-handed batter, Dylan Ford. 6 plate appearances, 4 at-bats. Batting 250, the 500 on base percentage. Court runs, he's got 2 RBI. A guy on third base. Out of set, here comes the pitch from Gerke. Just outside, ball 1. So we'll step back in. Dylan Ford, 9 hitter. The Bison. Working out a stretch, now the set. Time called. And right-handed batter's box, granted, for 4, he'll step back in. And third base, 1 run in, They're in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody out. Squaring the bunt. Comes in. Lets it go by. Right called. Balls, one strike. Step back in. Out of set. Turkey, here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. 2-1 count. Checking the wristband. Jump back in. In the batter's box. Dylan Ford. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Gets Gerke. Comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. Dylan Ford, the eighth hitter. Coach Hamill. Turn in, looking at signals. Checks first base out of stretch. A couple times out of the set. The pitch from Lucas Gerke. Right down Meridian. Call out above the zone, I guess. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Gerke's going to check the runner out of the stretch. First base. All the set. The 2 pitch to 4th. Swing and a miss. They're going to get a run down at third base. Safe back at first, at third base is the call. There are 2 out. We got back. There's 1 out. Then Coach Anthrop's going to walk back out. We're talking to Gerke. It's going to be the 2nd time out. Take that back, Coach Bordney. Come back out. Coach Bordney has put the jacket on. A little bit like John Anthrop walking out there. That's a compliment. John Anthrop, basketball at Purdue. And they told me that he threw the last alley-oop pass to Joe Barry Carroll. Joe Barry's career. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. Breaking pitch inside a ball. In the batter's box, number 3, Corbin Cooley. Shortstop. I think that back, he's playing left field presently. He's batting at the moment. Ball, no strikes. Runners at 2nd and 3rd base. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball 2. The timeout on the diamond. Now we're going to make a switch. Gus Sandberg is going to come over from first base, he's going to do the pitching. For 3rd, he's going to become the pitcher for the Knights. I believe so. Maybe Mikey Stapleton. We'll double check here. Actually, Sandberg is going to toss the ball around. Mikey Stapleton may be coming in to pitch from shortstop. Hudson Gutwein moves to shortstop. And, Alex Schumer is now at 2nd base, number 12. So again, some warm-up tosses. Gutwein moves from 2nd to shortstop. And coming off the bench right there, plays 2nd base, is Alex Schumer, sophomore. So Coach Bordney talking to his infield. Campbell going to have a little bit of communication with the umpires. Might make some changes there. Runners at 2nd and 3rd base. Breaking the action. Bottom of the 6th inning. Bison batting with just 1 out. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, LLC. AGM Auto is located about a mile west of Arcadia on State, or I should say on 266th Street. That's in Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need for expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and stay safe in your automobile. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. And another service they offer there AGM Auto is classic car and truck restoration. You still have that older car or truck back in the barn, or you got it covered up with a tarp. Give them a call. AGM Auto would love to help you restore your automobile. Now stretch, now set, look to Skirky. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. In the batter's box, nine hitter number three, Corbin Cooley. Count goes to 2-1. Steps back in. Righty facing the righty. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Upstairs, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Runners at second and third base. The Bison. Now the stretch, now the set. Comes the 3-1 pitch. Low for ball four. So he'll jog down to first base. Cooley be at first base. The next batter in the lineup is going to be number 15, Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser, left-handed batter's box. Musser batting 600 in the first two ball games. 714 on base percentage. First two ball games, he scored 5 runs. He got 3 hits. 0 RBI. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Standard batter's box. Dylan Musser. He'll step back in. Runners to each base. Bases are loaded, one out. Dylan Musser in the batter's box. Here's a pitch from Gerke. He'll foul one left side out of play. Dylan Musser goes down the count, 0-2. So 0-2 count is set back in, left-handed batter's box. Base is loaded for the Bison, just one out, bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. To take one the other way, will it drop in? It's going to be fly airborne. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Run comes in to score for the Bison. But at that run, courtesy runner, Parker Morehouse. Morehouse was on the bases quite a while here in the sixth inning. Courtesy runner, running for Brylan Hedden. So stepping in the bat, bases still loaded. One out, one run in. Two runs in the inning. 8-5 contest, timeout on the diamond. Jabordin, they're going to make this third trip, and then they're going to change pitchers right here. And they'll get the baseball. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks Incorporated. High quality, custom built waterfront products and services. Docks boat lifts, seawalls, dock accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. They're located 20799. Riverwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Mention Thomas Docks. They're locally owned and operated. It's 1993. The Knights going to go with number 11, Mikey Stapleton. And in the pitch, set in relief. Knights using their third pitcher in the ballgame. 8-5 contest. Bottom of the sixth inning. Aces are loaded for the Bison. One out. And we'll mention Knights. That's Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks, you can reach him by phone at 317-774-3790. And you can call Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Send them a call. They'll work it out with you. Thomas Docks, you can choose the company, has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. Do it in the state of Indiana. They'll do it in Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky. The capabilities to work all across the United States. Thomas Docks, I've seen their docks. Their docks are nice. And they do all the welding. They put them all together. custom. They'll do what you like, and that's a good way to go. They're getting some warm-up tosses there. Mikey Stapleton, he says he's good. A thumbs up for Mikey Stapleton. This home plate umpire using that stenographer's pad, that miniature stenographer pad. And say, well, in high school baseball, the umpire's got to work double duty, almost like an accountant. So they throw the ball off the diamond. Mikey Stapleton going to pitch. Sid Gutwein at second base. Alex Schumer at, excuse me, Hudson Gutwein at shortstop. Alex Schumer at second base. Pitch from Stapleton. Swung on, fouled out of play, right side. In the batter's box is number two, Ryan Foster. He's a two-hitter for the Bison. The bases are loaded. One out. Ryan Foster batting. The set position, Mikey Stapleton, here's the pitch. Comes in a bit low. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 count and step back in. Right-handed batter's box, Ryan Foster. Out of the set, Stapleton. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Let's take a shot to left field. Get a beat on it. Catch is going to be made. They're not going to tag. Third base. Grant Weiss was hoping that ball was going to hit the grass. Good catch in left field. Eaton Brooks, second out. Stepping into bat, number four, Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Clemmie, there's no place to put him. Have seen Barry Bonds walk with bases loaded. Saw the clip of that. Amazing. Clemmie had a home run last time up, straight center, straightaway center field. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, strike called. So Tyler Clemmie swinging a good bat. Then looking at signals. He's Stapleton. The 0-1 pitch. Side of ball, good block. Jackson Kane, he'll ask for a new baseball. MLB, you'll get a new baseball every time that ball touches the dirt. Guess they're thinking if it's got some dirt in the seams, it's not going to act for them like the pitcher wants. I hate to count how many baseballs they go through in an MLB game. 400. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Stapleton. You're going to pop one left side out of play. Tyler Clemmie. Go to a 1-2 count. Left-handed batter, Tyler Clemmie. 1-2 count, two outs. Bases loaded. Central. And then back in it. It's 8-5. And now stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Take a drive. Left side. It's going to be foul territory. Coming in a look. Gus Sandberg is now at third base. Third base for the night, number 30. So then watch that one go out of play. Tyler Clemmie steps back in with that 1-2 count. Bases loaded. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Stapleton, here comes the pitch. Going to work it right side. Ball goes foul ball. It'll stay in the box with a 1-2 count. Runners will retreat back to second and third base. So working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Mikey Stapleton. Tyler Clemmie batting with bases loaded. Ball, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Take a fly ball out of play, left side. Four hitter. Touches the baseball. Contact. And you're staying the box again with a 1-2 count. Mikey Stapleton, loose right there. Mikey Stapleton, just a sophomore. He'll peer in, look at signals. The stretch, ball's made live. On peer, he'll step off the back. Opportunity's good. Pitcher kind of holds the piece of the game. Step back in the rubber. Ball, two strikes. Working out a stretch, now the set. The 1-2 again. To Clemmie, now you step off the back again. I want to signal again. I I got to admit, first game of the season, we saw pitchers step off three times consecutively. The Pirate Empire didn't like that too well. Don't blame him. If he steps off again, then he's tied him. But I don't think he'll step off again. Mikey Stapleton going to step back in the rubber. Ball, two strikes. I look at any of the batter, left-handed batter's box. Comes a 1-2 pitch. They take one back up the middle. It's going to be airborne. Could make a catch. Bryn Robbins. Adding breath and a dive forward for it. Two runs are going to score. Tyler Clemmie with 5 RBI on the day. Coming in to score. Third base is number 12, Grant Weiss. So coming in to score from second base, Corbin Cooley. So it's an 8-7 contest. So Jackson Kane walking out. You can talk to his pitcher, Mikey Stapleton. 1-2 count. Tyler Clemmie pokes it to center field. Bryn Robbins came straight in at it. Had to dive forward to catch it. About 4 feet off the ground, had it in his glove. Couldn't land with the ball in his glove. It'd be a base hit and 2 RBI for Tyler Clemmie. So 2 outs stepping in. Adrian Torres started this game as the pitcher. At 3 innings, he moved to third base. Now a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-0 pitch. Low for a ball. So one ball, no strikes. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in, right-handed batter, Adrian Torres. And from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Mikey Stapleton steps back off the rubber. Steps back in. The signal out of the set. Checks second base. Runners at first and second base. And they're going to talk about it again. Jackson Kane and Mikey Stapleton. Trying to iron out signals. Adrian Torres, right-handed batter. Torres, senior class member. One ball, no strikes. He's going to step back in. Working from the stretch, Mikey Stapleton, ball's made live. Now out of the set. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Blocked by Jackson Kane. Gloved it. He'll throw it to center field. He'll throw it to second base. He'll go into center field. Bryn Robbins will retrieve it. Toss it back in. So taking a helmet off and all live to not be able to do that. First and second base are the runners for the Bison. Adrian Torres, 2-0 count. He Stapleton peering in looking at signals. Step off the back again. Just step back in. Then looking at signals. Out of the set position, he'll check second base. The 2-0 pitch. The foul one back. Out of play, right side. 1-10. Balls, one strike. Adrian Torres, 2 out. He runs in. Say 4 runs in. Working out a stretch, now the set. Be another timeout. Might be in the batter's box this time. Just step back in. Torres. Peering in, looking for signals. He's Stapleton. Of the set, he'll check second base. And again, here's the pitch. He pitched, finished away. Ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Jackson King going to talk with Mikey Stapleton once again. But if you don't have your signals ironed out, sure that no, you're throwing a curveball. Could be a problem. Behind the dish, Jackson Kane. Right into batter's box. Torres, 3-1 count with 2 out. He's at first and second base. Out of the set, Stapleton. Here's the pitch. He'll take one to right field. Back up Caden Minnick, and he'll make the catch. Caden Minnick makes the catch. He's almost automatic. the Bison to within one, they get four in the bottom of six. Is that right? Four. So it's an 8-7 contest. We'll go through the top of the seventh inning. Knights are going to bat. Knights are going to have a powwow out in front of their dugout. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Internet radio since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. And this season, we finished up with girls basketball at Hamilton Heights. The Knights finished the season 24-4, made it to the semi-state second year in a row, that got defeated in the first game of the semi-state. We'll also mention Camino and Company bringing this game to you. That's Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company, they're in downtown Nobleville, Indiana. They're by the bridge, that bridge on the north side right there, right river. That's right there at Logan Street. Camino and Company is a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, all business partners, and the CNC founders, 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Carly's grandpa. El Camino is NSF. And the goal for Camino and Company is to please each customer, their concept, the completion. Camino and Company. That's Camino-AND-Company.com. Stepping in the bat, it's going to be Seppinger. Zeke Seppinger wears number 41. On the pitcher's rubber still is Dylan Ford. Number 10. He's going to work from the stretch. Primarily a relief pitcher working from the stretch. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Seppinger. Outside, ball one. Seppinger, senior class member, he's played in two ball games. I think 250, has a 333 on base percentage. Of the set, the pitch from Ford. Backdoor curveball misses away. He goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. FT in the batter's box, Isaac Seppinger, pretty big young man. Taking pitch. There for a strike. Count goes 2-1. Isaac Seppinger elects not to swing. Here comes a pitch from Ford. Swing and a miss. Goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Standing, swing and a miss. So he'll walk back to the dugout. He'll go down swinging. There's one out in the top of the seventh. So stepping into bat for the Knights, going to be number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, third baseman. Right-handed batter's box facing the righty, Dylan Ford. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finished high and away. Ball, no strikes. Gavin Boutel playing a good third base position in today's ball game. Pitch comes in, full swing, foul ball. It's going to end up over by the third base dugout and be picked up by Coach Jared Hamill. Stepping back in the rubber, 1-1 count. Gavin Boutel. Then looking at signals out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Breaking pitch for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Going to work from the stretch. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. Low for ball two. Balls, two strikes. A step back in. And looking at signals. Out of the set, comes a pitch from Ford. Foul back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. to Gavin Boutel. New ball inserted, step back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Out of set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Pitch ends up high and away, ball three. 3-2 pitch. The way from Dylan Ford. Van Vitel, right into batter's box. Of a set position, comes a 3-2. And a foot one out of play, right side. Stay in the box with a 3-2 count. So Boutel working that count right there. Dylan Ford working that breaking pitch. Ford out of set. Here comes a 3-2 once again. You know, foul one right side up against the foul fence. Another 3-2 count. Gavin Boutel, without a doubt, a quality at bat for Boutel. So new ball inserted. Dylan Ford steps back in the rubber. Sam looks at signals. 3-2 count again. Gavin Boutel now out of the set position. Here comes a pitch from Ford. Full swing. It'll be a fair ball. Third base. Couldn't make the play. Going to get under the glove of Torres. Going to reach base on air is Gavin Boutel. Quality at bat for Boutel. Runner aboard. One out. Stepping in, Hudson Gutwein, the one-hitter. Where's number nine, Gutwein? 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking for signals. Got a hand clap signal from Coach Bordenay. He'll step in, right-handed batter's box. Looking for the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boutel didn't take the cut he wanted. He tried to slow it up there at the tail end of it. He's probably watching from the on-deck circle, seeing that Dylan Ford throws majority of breaking pitches. No balls, one strike. Out of the set, here's the pitch. It'll be hit by pitch. Didn't get the break he wanted, the breaking pitch. Get the elbow, I believe, of Hudson Gutwein. Well, Gavin Boutel at second base, Gutwein at first base. One out, out of the seventh inning. Game started right at 6 o'clock, like a football game up here. 3 hours. And them football games are fun, less like this baseball game. It's a fun one. So, 8-7 contest, top of the seventh. Back in the wristband, Dylan Ford. Out of the set, it's just second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Mikey Stapleton batting. It's a 1-0 count. Two runners aboard with one out. Nice batting in the top of the seventh. Seven contest. Nice. I won. I was set. Long set. Ford. And Mikey Stapleton calls timeout at home plate. Long time to stare. It's a lot of concentration time. Let's step back in. The wristband, Dylan Ford. One ball. Two strikes. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter's box. Two aboard, first and second for the Knights. Check the wristband. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Comes a 2-0 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike. Outfield playing a bit shallow. Mike Stapleton, a home run at Riverson Park about a week ago. The set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes to Stapleton. Step back in. Dylan Ford. Good relief. Short relief for Ford. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Take it to second base. Room service hop. They go to second, 4-6-3. And they're going to get one, but not two. Mikey Stapleton knew he had to be on his horse when he hit a ground ball to the infield. A ball opportunity. So Mikey Stapleton is safe at first. They're at third base, first and third base for the Knights with two out. Infield singles being given by Brylan Hedden. Back behind the dish, stepping into bat, number 20, Caden Minnick, free hitter playing right field. Check the wristband out of the set position. Dylan Ford, first pitch to Minnick. Across the dish, strike called. Caden Minnick, 7 hits on the season. Set back in. They're all singles. Out of the stretch, now the set. Step off the back, and they're going to let him go. Dylan Ford, senior class member, and you can just see senior class working in him. Oh, they're going to check the wristband. Step off the rubber. Dylan Ford, Coach Hamill. Coach Hamill is going to walk. Caden Minnick is going to set up a force out at any base. So Caden Minnick hitting the ball well. Coach Hamill, compliment, wanted to get a force out available at any base. So stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, 4 hitter. Where's number 3? From the stretch, check the wristband. Now out of the set position, Dylan Ford, first pitch to Jackson. Side of ball. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 out. Out the 7th inning. 7 contests. Knights front. Bases loaded. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Take 1 to first base. Good glove right there. It's going to be a foul ball. Just foul. Good glove right there at first base. Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes would have had an unassisted play at first base. He might have had the pitcher over there. Count goes 1-1 to Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter. He's loaded. 2 out. Up in the 7th. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. You get a foul 1 right side out of play. 1-2 count. Dylan Ford, senior class member. Jackson Kane, a junior class member. Just step back in. 1-2 count. Bounce. Of a set or 4, here comes the pitch to Kane. Side of ball. 2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Checking the wristband, right-handed pitcher. Going forward. Out of the set, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball 3. Ball's loose, it's recovered. Here, Brylan heading. Dylan Ford in there to help him. Goes full at 3-2. So Dylan Ford going to step back in the rubber. 3-2 count. Jackson Kane in the batter's box. Going to call timeout. Brylan Hedden going to walk out. Going to talk with Dylan Ford. 3-2 count. 3-2 pitch. The guys on the bases are going to be running the pitch. The base, I hope he gets a pretty big oval right there. 3-2 count. Runners will be gone. Out of the set. On forward, here comes a 3-2. Calling him out, outside edge. Go down looking. And the Knights, he's 3 aboard. Central Bison going to bat in the bottom of the 7th inning. Ken will mention this game is in part brought to you by FritzenFishers.com. Buy, they sell, they trade. Also help you finance your quality automobile. That's cars, trucks, SUVs, third low mileage, and one owner automobiles. They have 2 Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. You can reach them by dialing 317-842-2228. And that number is 317-842-2228. The Noblesville, Indiana location, that's right there along State Road 32, right next to Mill Creek Road, between Noblesville and Westfield. And you can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. Again, 317-773-2232. You can visit them online or stop by and visit them on site. Fritz and Fritz.com. F-R-I-T-Z. We got a little bit of Van Hagar playing. It's Dreams. What dreams are made of. They want them. I'm sorry to see them break up. Van Hagar. You know, they just can't last that long. Sometimes your ego can't deal with the other ego. You're so good at what they do. But I tell you what, Jimmy Hagar, 76, 75. He's still singing, though. We're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Mikey Stapleton getting warm-up tosses. He's got the velocity. He can bring it. So the Knights try to see what they can do here in the seventh inning. And we listen to your little Van Hagar. So they're going to ask for a batter. Jackson's not going to throw one down. It's going to be number 18, Phelan Holmes. Phelan Holmes, the first baseman. Phelan Holmes batting 400 in two ball games. He gets 5 at-bats out of 6 plate appearances. Got a 500 on-base percentage. Got 2 hits. He's got a double. Now stretch. And now the set. Mikey Stapleton, here's the pitch. We're going to miss. Balls, 1 strike. It's baseman Baylen Holmes. Peering in, looking at signals. Mikey Stapleton steps back in. Holmes. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Stapleton. Breaking pitch, finished a bit tall. 1 ball, 1 strike. So 1-1 count. Stapleton peering in, looking at signals. Work from the set position. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like the first pitch. Maybe took a little bit off of it, as he looked like he did in the first pitch. Count goes 1-2. 18, Baylen Holmes, right-handed batter, facing the righty. Mikey Stapleton, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Short off the glove, good block by Jackson Kane. Out in front of you, pick it up. And the count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning. Ice 8, Ison 7. 2-2 pitch on the way. Comes the pitch. He'll take one to right field. Going to pop it in. Going to be caught by the second baseman. Nice play by Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer got a beat off the bat right there. Tracked it down in the grass. There's one out. I take that back. It's Gavin Beutel. Gavin Beutel has moved to second base. And yes, Gus Sandberg is at third base. So, nice play by Gavin Beutel at second base. I was set. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball 1. Brylan Hedden, batting. Bottom of the seventh, 1 out. Brylan Hedden has done a great job behind the dish. Here's the pitch. Strike called, outside half. Ball, 1 strike. Step back in. Bit of an open stance. You're closed on the approach. Comes a 1-1 pitch from Stapleton. Breaking pitch. That's a bit up the upstairs, just above the zone. At the spot, just above the zone. At 2-1 count. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside of ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Mikey Stapleton throwing a little bit across his body right there. 3-1 count, you'll step back in the rubber. He'll adjust the abilities half. Step back in, get the signal from Jackson. Working out a stretch, now the set. It's a 3-1 pitch. High for ball 4. Going to go back to the screen. Ryland heading off for first base. He might have a chance to go to second base. So the tying run is at first base for the Bison. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Grant Weiss. Grant Weiss has been the DH all game long. Working out a stretch, now the set. Grant Weiss batting. Comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, caught. Strike 1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Runner at first base for the Bison is Bryland Hedden. Run for himself. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Sophomore athlete, number 12, Grant Weiss. Grant Weiss, one of 2 sophomores on the varsity for Coach Hamill. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Let's take 1. Back up the middle. We have enough air under it to make the catch in center field is Brent Robbins. But it's the second out here in the bottom of the 7th. Bryland Hedden at first base. See if Coach Hamill wants to try to move him to second base. Stepping into bat, number 10, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford, the pitcher of record. Now Coach Hamill is going to send out a courtesy runner. See what he's going to do here. He's going to dog out. Coming in is Bryland Hedden. And going out to do the courtesy running once again is Parker Morehouse. Parker Morehouse is running for his 2nd time for Hedden. Parker Morehouse scored a run last time he ran for Hedden. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Going forward. Pitch comes in, strike called. 0 balls, 1 strike. Parker Morehouse. We'll see if coach wants to move him to second base. Get a runner in scoring position. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch from Stapleton. Good block it right there in front of him. Good block. Short hop of Jackson Kane. Kane might have got it on the fingertips right there. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs. Runner at first base. Morehouse. Here comes the pitch. Inside. Tight. Ball 2. Eight hitter, number 10, Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford came in from second base to be handed the baseball to pitch. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at first base. Running for Bryland Hedden is Parker Morehouse, number 9. Stepping back in. Weiss, Aunt Weiss. Now a stretch. Mikey Stapleton, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike 3, he'll let it go by, and that's going to complete the ball game. Good ball game right here. I tell you what, I'm not sure we'll play tomorrow. It'd be rainy. And what a ball game here at Benton Central. I'll score Central Catholic 8, Benton Central 7. Now, tomorrow is supposed to be the 2nd game of this series that is Central at Central Catholic. Another 6 o'clock start tomorrow, Wednesday the 10th. So we'll see if we can play that game. And keep your eyes peeled. We'll see if we can get that on the website if the game is not off. Or if the game's not going to happen, we'll hope to have it there, but we can't depend upon it. 9 o'clock straight up on the wristwatch, 3-hour ball game. We thank you the hospitality we've had up here in the press box, Athletic Director Jared Hall, and what a quality place to be. So tomorrow, put me in sports. If it doesn't rain out, tomorrow we'll be at Central Catholic, 6 o'clock game time, 5:45 pregame. Thank you for tuning in. Thank my wife back home for sound check. And we do appreciate you listening. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Coach Bournay. Coach Bournay, I tell you what, that game ended up a game.
Yeah, you know, we jumped out and got a 6-0 lead and one swing of the bat and they were right back in it. I thought our guys did a good job of saving it off there in the sixth inning. And, you know, but Mikey came in and really got us out of that tough situation there. And then he had really good stuff and mowed him down in the seventh.
Okay, well, Coach, it might make some rain tomorrow. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you know, we can't control that. So, we'll be ready to play. You know, whatever happens with the weather happens. But, you know, we're going to be in for another dogfight tomorrow. And, I'm really, really happy for our guys. Showed a lot of resilience there to that sixth inning when all the momentum was kind of shifted over to that side. And I'm really proud of our guys being able to fight through that and pull out with a victory.
They came in here with a couple wins, a couple of quick games with Murfreesboro Central. But you guys showed them that baseball is baseball.
Yeah, you know, they're a great ball club. They have a lot of seniors. They've been around. A lot of them have experience, and we knew they were going to be a tough series here, and we're just so fortunate to be able to get the first one tonight.
Well, Coach, we hope to play tomorrow night, but if we can't, you're going to have two on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we got a tough week. Tough week. BC's really, really strong, and then we got McCutcheon and Frankfurt coming in, and both any team, so... You know, that's why we play these games, bro, right? To get ready for the postseason and fell in a lot of difficult situations. And like tonight was a difficult situation. We fought through it, and it's only going to make us better coming into the season.